systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, September 19th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 88 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 7 p.m., but not tonight. Tonight it's around 8:45 p.m.
9:05.
Wow. How the fuck are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Cool.
Yourself?
I'm not too bad. I'm good. More good than bad, I'd say. So
good.
Thank you guys so much for checking out the big motherfucking Friday night show. I do have a little bad news again.
Shit happens.
Shit seems to happen a lot to us.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about us that do we just attract shit happening or...
I'm not really sure, actually.
Well, as you guys know, if you're steady fans of the show, generally every Friday we have Matt on. Matt is Sean's brother, who was the previous Friday guy. Well, Matt's not with us tonight. Can you take a wild guess why?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I know, though. I know why.
Well, no, he has AIDS, and he died.
I kept telling his brother to be careful.
It's an epidemic. It's only a matter of time before one of us gets it. I'm scared.
We're going to start having to wear full body condoms.
Yeah, armor, dude. But no, actually, he's going to be like, dude, I told you not to say that.
Wait, actually, but he's going to die because he has AIDS.
Oh, shit.
No, but seriously.
No, but seriously. No, his family's in town. I don't even fucking know why. But I gave him the night off. I was feeling kind of generous. I was like, hey, it's all right, man. I understand that you have things going on that are more important than this show. I can't say that I relate because, you know,
yeah,
there's nothing in my life that is more important than this show.
But then again, this is our show. You know,
and
he's
that,
just the Friday guy.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's a part of it, but...
Would you feel that way, though, if back when I first asked you to step in to replace Travis, that, this isn't my show, it's your show, Matt, so maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't? Or were you in it from the get-go?
Oh, I was always in it. I mean...
In it to win it.
Well, the first episode, not so much, because I had no idea what I was in for.
Go ahead.
But, I don't know. I knew I was in it for the long run around episode 10 or 11.
Right.
Like, that was when, like, I'm going to do this.
I'm in it for the duration.
Yeah.
Job, not job. My mom kicks me out because I have a not job.
Yeah, because you know, I can't think of anything that's more important.
Thank you. Yeah. That's good. And that's awesome. That's something we made, you know, from nothing, basically. Our thoughts.
That's why it's so important.
That's awesome. And it's awesome,
know?
That we have gotten to where we're at. I mean, we're not, you know, famous in the sense of Ask a Ninja or Keith and the
right.
Girl or Distorted View, but... Keith and the Girl is over 800 episodes. Distorted View, over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have 88.
Yeah.
So we're right on track, I think.
Well, and even if we don't get famous, it's not like I'm going to stop.
No, it's fun. And
yeah.
That's all. I like talking. I like you guys hearing it, you guys interacting with us. We're having a good time here. We'll be doing this forever and ever. Amen. Kitty! I will destroy you, cat. So anyway, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat, that is where everyone hangs out at. I knew this was going to happen, I just wasn't sure when, and it finally happened. So, we're still using thejamhole.com/chat, that's where everyone hangs out. You guys can bullshit, we bullshit with you when we can pay attention to that. The new thing... thejamhole.com/feedback. Now, this is what we want you guys to use if you have something to say that relates to whatever the fuck it is we're talking about and you want us to read it on the show. So say, just random, say I'm talking about fucking Braden's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Say you
I like
have,
how that's first thing that comes in mind.
Hey, random asshole. Oh. But that is kind of what I've been thinking about lately.
That's cool.
But no, so say I'm like, yeah, I was fucking your mom and shit. A little light bulb goes off in your head, not yours, but the listener.
I think your head's the one with the light bulb if you're fucking my mother.
I think it's your mom with the head. Oh, okay. So yeah. Anyway, say you have something to say about that, a little funny comment, whatever. How do I do that? You could go to thejamhole.com/chat and you could type it out there. Chances are we're not going to see it. There's so much shit going on in the chat room. We can't sift through it. By the time we find it, we've moved on three more subjects.
And on top of that, like when I do watch the chat, I get distracted.
Right. And then you suck as a host, mm-hmm. a co-host. So mm-hmm. you will go to thejamhole.com/feedback. There's a little form there. You fill out all of the pertinent information. You type in, hey, speaking of fucking moms, I was fucking your mom last night. Send. That will go to a page we have that is all nice and organized, and we will read it on the show. So, once again, if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's hanging out. Thejamhole.com/feedback is what you will want to use to send us live comments.
Yes.
Thank you so much to 26 once again for setting this up. 26 is a very peculiar individual.
I would agree.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I know he's a Don and Drew fan, and he gets a little upset when we start talking shit about that. I'm just waiting for the day to come where I say something that he's just like, that's it! Fuck you guys! And boom, there goes our forums. Boom, there goes our feedback system. Boom, there goes our whole fucking show.
Oh, man.
So, don't hold it against us, man. Everyone's got their own opinions. Opinions are like assholes. Little saying I made up just now. Mm-hmm. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got them. Everyone's
you
got
just
one.
Have a much larger one.
Right, and your opinion stinks. Oh, yeah, son, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/feedback.
But, yeah, 26, you have never failed us.
No, thank you so much, 26. We are working on getting T-shirts, and you will be getting a free T-shirt if you want one once we get all that shit in order.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving right along. Have you ever been, and I do pose this to anyone in the chat room, if you care to make a comment or answer this question, thejamhole.com/feedback. Also, fuck my face, I am sorry, before we get too much into it, thejamhole.com/donate. I hate to beg you guys for money.
But you're going to.
But I'm going to. I'm not going to beg. I'm going to make a statement.
Right.
Right. So basically, through donations, we have got damn near enough money to where I can get my new hard drive, the 1 terabyte hard drive off of Newegg. If you guys are new to the show, basically a week and a half ago, the hard drive that all of my music was on blew up. Literally.
It actually jumped.
Yeah, it did. I'll say it again. If you've ever seen Ghostbusters 2, when they put the ectoplasm in the toaster and they start playing it angry music, or no, it was happy music, and it started hopping around, that's what happened, minus the ectoplasm.
And it was angry.
And it was angry. So I lost all of my music, all of it. I lost all of my programs. Everything that was on that hard drive is gone. So we asked you guys to please, if you like the show, we do this thing free 3 days a week. That's over 3 hours of hilarious fucking comedy. Every week. Mm-hmm. So we asked you guys, you know, if you do like the show, support us. We need a new hard drive. And you guys came through once again. Every time I've asked our fans to help us out with money.
Our fans always come through for
us. Our fans are the most amazing fans I've ever had the pleasure of being an idol to.
Yeah, well, because they're ours.
I know. And, I mean, I don't know. It just amazes me. I was so, I almost cried. I was so emotional. I had to cut myself like three times just
to
be like.
Wow, three times.
I know, right?
Wow.
I was just like, holy shit, you guys. Thank you so much, Slice. I appreciate Slice. You guys are so slight, you know? I have more slices than a Little Caesar's pizza.
Oh.
Oh, I know, starting it off strong. So anyway, we did get close to the $140 we needed for the hard drive. I threw in the other, what was it, $60 or whatever. So that should be on its way. Now, the next thing we really want to do is get cameras. And not like the video camera I have.
Right,
I
like get, webcams.
Right, nice 2 megapixel, 30 frame. Well, I don't know what the frame rate is, but good webcams. So on top of us doing the live show audio, we're going to do it visually as well.
Well, we have to use livevideo.com.
Yeah, I believe that's what we'll go with. That seems to be the podcasting, the pod crafter, to use a term that Sick and Wrong coined. That seems to be the norm, the standard for what everyone doing this is using.
Right.
So,
how many people are using that?
A lot.
Really? The only one I know is Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, there's a lot, though. Oh. And they don't use it for podcasts, per se. They do it for, like, sex, cyber sex. We might
seen
use
that.
It, we might use it for that. I don't know. But, like, when you guys may have seen, if you go to youtube.com/jamhole, you might have seen not only my emo poetry videos. Episode 11 is now up. I don't remember if it was up last show, but that's up there.
Yeah, 12, it was, I think.
12 will be coming this weekend, all over your faces. But, yeah, if you watch the videos of the actual show, we put up quite a few clips of that. I do a lot of visual stuff. I'm not just sitting here talking into the microphone like Braden is. I'm fucking doing handstands. I'm doing the robot.
I don't smoke crystal meth before the show either.
I will thank you for never bringing that up again before the show. What the... listeners, earmuffs. What the fuck did I tell you? Look at me, asshole. What the fuck? I'm not even kidding right
I'm
now.
I'm so sorry.
Turn the fucking feed off. What the fuck did I tell you before the show? If I do this in front of you, you will never... Jesus fucking Christ, Braden.
It'll never happen again, I swear.
I swear to God, if it happens again,
I swear.
I will cut your fucking tongue
I
off.
I swear on my father's grave that he doesn't have because he was cremated that I will never do this again.
I will cut your fucking tongue out and wipe my ass with it. I'm not even joking, even though that was kind of funny. I'm not kidding, dude.
At least I wouldn't be able to taste it because you cut my mouth.
Right. Right. But then after I wipe my ass with it, I'll stick it back in your mouth along with my dick. How's that going to feel? Not very fun.
It's going to feel like a dick in my mouth.
Anyway, he's just kidding. I don't do meth anymore.
And I was just making a reference to that. That one.
Meth?
Remember when? Didn't someone say that you were doing meth? Told someone that didn't even know you.
Oh yeah, that kid that worked at fucking Applebee's.
Yeah,
and Perkins,
that's what
and
I was
shit.
Referring
yeah,
to.
I don't even know why, because I'm all skinny and super sexy now.
Yeah.
Matt's doing meth. Yeah, dude, cool. I appreciate that. Way to help my fucking love life. So, thejamhole.com/donate. Like we said before, all the money that gets donated does go back into the show. So,
always.
You like the show, you give us money, we buy shit for the show. In turn, that will make you like the Jesus. Sorry.
Very professional.
I know, right? So,
it's actually
money.
The first time that's happened in
I know.
A while.
I've been really good about not bumping my mic. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/donate. Also, if you don't have any money, I set up Google Ads. Now, all you have to do is just go to thejamhole.com. Any page, the About Us, the live show, Listen Live, chat, all that shit has little Google Ads at the bottom of it. Just click the fuck out of those. I don't even give a shit.
I guess if they get clicked a bunch, like over and over, like right after another by the same IP, they'll ban your account or something.
Ouch.
Yeah, because you're obviously just getting people to click.
That would have been nice to know.
Well, now you know.
Hey, and the more you know. Okay. So click them once a day then.
Yeah, or just whenever you go to the site.
Yeah, you know, just whenever, click it. You'll find it just placed randomly throughout the site. It's a great way to support the show if you don't have any money, or if you're a Jew and you think that when you die, all of your money you've amassed will be coming with you.
Do they really believe that?
I don't fucking know. They sure fucking act like it.
Yeah,
right?
They do. Holy shit.
Christ. So yeah, that is that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Also, any donations of $5 or more will be getting stickers.
Nice one.
Wow, professional. So the next $50 will go into speech lessons. But yeah, any donation of $5 or more will go into the show for one, and you guys will get sent stickers for your donation.
Did you look into shirts anymore?
Yes.
Any new info on that?
No.
Okay.
See, my day at work today was gay sex all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And it started out with me having to go help the salt guy, Ryan. He's been on the show a few times. Uh-huh. I had to go help him at Smith's because they needed a bunch of salt. He didn't want to go up the stairs by himself and shit. But the cool thing was there were some kids working there. So they were talking and they were pretty funny. So I gave them some stickers. So yeah, if you guys are listening, what's up? So yeah, and it was just after that, my day was just so fucking awesome. But yeah, the first thing, and we only had a couple things, a couple quick things here, and then we'll do some news here. Go back to our rusted roots. This is the question I was posing to Braden and anyone in the chat room. Paulo says, I had a three-way with both your moms. Hey-o, come on. Okay, so, chat, Braden, have you ever been jacked off while sleeping?
Actually.
Funny you should say that.
I've gotten head while I've been asleep.
Really? Did he know
Fuck
you were
you.
Love ya. Did he know you were asleep?
Yes, she knew.
Yes, he did?
No. She did.
So is that rape?
No.
But okay, this has nothing to do with what I'm about to go into, but if you would have fingered her pussy and or ate her out while she was asleep, would that be rape?
I guess if she didn't want it.
Well, how would you know? She's asleep. Did you want it?
Well, of course.
Did she ask? Well, how would she know that, though?
Well, because I have a penis.
Okay, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. So, yeah, while I'm telling this story, thejamhole.com/feedback, let us know. So,
but yeah, I mean, I guess if it's with someone you're in a relationship with, you know,
it just goes without saying that.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean,
this dick is 7-Eleven 24 hours a day, whenever you want it.
Right.
Come and get
and
it.
If you do that to her, I mean, the worst thing that could happen is, you know what? She breaks up with you. Who cares?
Or she presses rape charges,
yeah.
In which case you kill her. No problem.
Well, then,
no problem.
Yeah, it sucks. You're dating a chick like that then.
Yeah, right. Don't fall asleep ever.
Around me.
Yes.
You're lucky it wasn't my dick.
Right? That, oh, could you imagine? So,
and if you wouldn't have woken up, I wouldn't have pulled out. So
I'm almost thinking in the back of my head, like, how many more of these wonderful sex stories between me and my new girlfriend I can get away with before she's like, hey, cut it out.
They know too much.
Right? So, oh, man. I get over to her house last night, my girlfriend. That is cool. How about a round of applause? I got a girlfriend. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
She's proud of you.
I know, right? I'm proud of me. Her kids are also proud of her. So I get over to her house, and she is looking fucking beautiful. She bought some new lingerie, some fucking handcuffs. A ball gag.
Are you serious?
I didn't know that at the time, but I'll kind of fast forward real quick. I go into her closet this morning before work, and I'm changing and shit, and I look up on the shelf, and there's a fucking ball gag just chilling there. I'm
wow.
Like, huh. I wonder what is that for the kids? Like when they won't shut the fuck up, you put on the fucking leather suit and get the whip out and fucking ball gag them and then just beat their fucking asses.
Man, that would have been handy to have on her when she was getting loud.
That's a good tonight. Fuck yeah! If you're listening,
kids
Rain,
won't wake up.
I'm coming for you, and then I'm coming on you.
Man, that's pretty freaky that she's got that stuff.
I know. I love
I've never
it.
Been with
I,
a girl that's that into, you
me
know,
neither.
Like, that
me,
kind of stuff.
Oh, I am looking forward to it, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners are also looking forward to the stories. So anyway, back to the first story here. She's just smoking hot. Lingerie, crotchless panties.
Still haven't met her.
Nipples poking out of the fucking... It's like this bra with nipples coming out. And
it's like no nipples.
Just beautiful. I walk in the door. I'm like, swing! Yeah, man.
Instantly.
Fuck yeah. Insta-boner.
You just walked in and she's like that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like,
she's ready.
Like, answering the door. Actually, no. She was outside smoking and I didn't see her and the door was locked. And I look over and she's just like... smoking, little titties hanging. Oh, man, she is so hot. God, I'm getting hot just fucking talking about it.
Are you pitching a tent?
I'm setting it up. Let's just say I'm pounding stakes in the ground.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, oh, my God. This one might be the one. So, not her, but, I mean, story-wise.
Right.
This might be the story. Okay.
Right.
So... you know, we're chilling on the couch and we're kissing, hugging, just chilling, talking, getting to know each other and whatever the fuck. And I'm
each other's body parts.
Exactly. I'm tired as fuck, right? Like, I fucking worked all day and I was up late the night before and just, I'm tired. So I'm like, hey, you want to go upstairs, which is code for let's go do it before mm-hmm. I pass out.
Why can't you just have sex on the couch?
Because I don't like... Because
then you'll
know.
Be too tired to get up.
Get it up. But no, it's just like I'm all about moving around and shit. And like I'm like acrobatic in the sack, dude. Like asthmatic, acrobatic in the sack. I'm just fucking all over the place and shit. Up here, fucking doing handstands, spinning the pussy around.
Different position every 10 seconds.
Yeah, dude, I'm all over the fuck. I'm like a monkey when it comes to that shit. Just all over. Hung like a fucking pull-up, dude. Just, ah! Man, I gotta go jerk off. Hold on.
Really?
No. I might after this story. So, we go upstairs and shit, and we're messing around, and, you know... she goes down. I'm fucking enjoying the shit out of it, and...
Man, you're making me hard.
I know, right? Dude, I like the way the cat's looking at me. So she fucking... I don't even remember exactly how it happened, but I think one of the kids kind of was making too much noise, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of tired. Let's just call it a night. And she's like, all right. So we fucking... we fall asleep and
Matt
shit.
Matt says no to sex?
Well, it was a mutual thing. Oh. I was so tired.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fuck in my sleep, as you will come to find out here shortly. But, yeah. And I had to get up kind of early because I didn't feed the cat before I left. I had to stop by here and then go to work. And it was just... yeah. I was just, you know, I'm good. And also, the other thing is I don't want her to think that I just come over at night because I don't have to deal with the kids.
Right.
And I can fuck her and then I can leave. Like, mm-hmm. I like her. I want to be in a relationship. It just happens that my job and this show and her job, like, that's the only time we have together. So
what about, like, Tuesday and Thursday and stuff?
Well, yeah, we hang out then and shit. But I don't know. It just seems like we're starting out as just hanging out there and fucking, mm-hmm. which is cool. But I don't want her to think that's the only reason I'm with her. Like, right. I like her. Yeah. I will be with her pretty much for as long as she'll have me or until I get a plane ticket to Argentina.
Does she know about that?
Yeah, totally. She's like, I'm going to buy you a plane ticket there. I'm like, really? Are you coming with me? Because we could do that. So.
Might have to run it by her first.
Hey.
Like, are you okay? Do you like girls?
Yeah. TheJamHole.com/feedback. Email info@TheJamHole.com. So I fall asleep and I think she falls asleep and shit. And I wake up, but I'm not actually awake, come to find out. I'm dreaming, but I feel like I'm awake, and we're fucking and shit. And I'm like, all right.
So you're having a wet dream.
Apparently. So we're fucking and shit, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but when you have a wet dream and you actually come, like, it's hard to do. Like, it just feels like there's something holding the tip of your dick, just not letting it come out. And then finally, it just comes out with the fucking quickness all over the fucking place.
Volcano.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm fucking her in this, what I figured out is a dream. And I fucking start feeling like, oh, I'm about to come. I'm about to come. So I fucking flip her over. Pull out, fucking jam it in her mouth, and just boom! Hello and welcome to my semen all over your face. My name's Matt, and this is Brayden.
And why am I here with this?
Why are you in my wet dream, dude?
Why am I watching you blow
I
it in
I thought her mouth,
mouth
felt kind of like yours. That's weird, huh?
What?
What? So I fucking come and shit, and I fucking roll back over, and I fall back asleep again. Like, I don't know how long it really...
Wait, how did you fall asleep in your dream?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought I was fucking awake, but I was sleeping. But then I fell back asleep in the dream. So now I'm really back asleep again. And I feel something wet. So I wake up, and now I'm awake for real, for real. Like, so for real.
Yeah.
And her hand is on my cock and balls, like, moving it up and down. Like, huh. She's massaging my dick, right?
Right.
So, and I'm like, did one of us pee the bed?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, hold on.
Not only do you shit your pants, but you piss the bed. You are a winner.
Oh my fucking God.
So you did you really pee?
No, so
okay.
I'm sorry. I don't usually do this. I'm sorry.
Pull yourself together.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I reach down at her hand, which is covered in this liquid, and it's kind of sticky, and I fucking, my hand's all sticky, and I put it up to my face, and I smell it, and that's not pee. That smells like semen. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? And she's asleep, kind of. And she's like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, why is there cum all over me? And she's like, what? I'm like, dude, you were jacking me off while I was asleep. While I was asleep. And
oh
I
my
thought
God.
I was fucking you, but it was just a dream. She's like, you just had a wet dream of me, of us fucking? I'm like, yeah, but you were jacking me off, like, in real life. So, does that count or what?
So, did you come in your dream at the same time
yes!
you came for real?
Yes!
Wow.
And I don't know if that's normal. Like, is that what a wet dream is? That you come in the dream, but that in turn there's something in your brain that makes you come in the reality or what? Like, I don't,
yeah,
know.
I don't know.
I haven't researched enough about it. I've had them quite a bit. But it just seems like every wet dream I've ever had, like, it is, it almost hurts when you come. Because you're dreaming, and you know when you're dream, when you dream, I'm gonna sound totally ignorant right now, but that's fine. When you dream, there's certain chemicals that get released in your brain that disconnect your actual physical motion from your mental state. So, like, say for example, you're walking in your dream, you're not physically walking in real life because whatever connects the synapses to your motion or whatever the fuck, that's the ignorant part. Right. I don't, whatever connects the shit to the whatever fuck makes you not move.
Yeah.
So, you know, say I'm walking around, I'm not really walking around. But when you come, I think there's enough synapse connectivity there to where you're coming in real life.
No, but, what but, it is, it's just when you're a man, nothing can disconnect that part of your body to your brain.
That's a good point. But, and I think maybe that's why it almost hurts, because, like, it wants to make it happen so much,
right,
but
it
you're
can't.
Not, yeah, you're not fully connected.
See, I've never had that.
Really? Mm-hmm. A wet dream?
No, I mean, I've had wet dreams, and I've, like, actually came, but, like...
It, like, in real life?
Yeah, but, like, it didn't hurt. I was just felt like I was coming.
Are you coming or going? Hey-o!
Whenever I've had them, I'm all, like, I'm kind of half awake. Like,
really?
I always know I'm asleep, but at the same time, like, I'm conscious, like... I can. It's weird. I'm in the dream and I'm dreaming, but I can feel myself laying in bed.
Excuse my fuck. So yeah, I don't know.
Like,
so,
like I. Did you get what I just said?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like I feel that I'm laying in my bed, but I'm not there.
Getting a train run on your ass by like five black dudes and me.
No.
My name's Matt. Oh, so yeah, man. What a first fucking anecdote for any new listeners, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm interested to hear about your guys' wet dream. Maybe we'll read them on the show Monday. Email us, info@thejamhole.com. So, I fucking... Oh, man. I get up and go wash myself off and shit, and she's back asleep at this time. So, I'm just like, huh. Well, that was a first. Right on. So, yeah, I guess no feedback about that. But,
nope, none.
Just the three with my mom. Thanks, Paula. So, the last thing I did want to talk about today, the reason the show is so late, I'm sorry about that, you guys. We are usually pretty good about doing the show at 7 p.m. Montana time every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, there's been times where we've been late quite a few times, but, like, we've had a good, clean streak of where it's been
yeah.
right on time.
And it's bound to happen, you know? I mean, shit happens.
Although
usually
it's like, you know, if we're late, it's like half an hour late.
Right, not an hour and a half. But anyway, so it's homecoming time, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm out delivering and shit on one side of Main Street. Like, not on Main Street, but on the east side of Kalispell. Now,
the ghetto.
Everything I need to get to is on the west side of Kalispell.
West side!
So, I had no idea there was a fucking parade. Like, oh, it's homecoming. Let's have a fucking parade down fucking Main Street at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
At 3 o'clock?
I fucking hate you. I'm hot. I've moved almost 3 fucking tons of water today and helping the salt guy out. Does anybody help me? Fuck no. I can just go fuck myself all fucking day long. But hey, if you guys need anything, I'm your guy because I'm a fucking retard. I don't even know fucking why. Maybe my mom drank a little bit too much. Hi, Mom. Sorry about the wet dream thing.
Oh, yeah, your mom's listening.
Yeah, my mom likes to listen to the show. If you guys are new to the show, my mom likes to listen to the show because ever since I moved out, I got my act cleaned up. I used to be addicted to numerous amounts of substances for about 10 years of my life. If it wasn't for my mom, I'd probably be dead right now. But she helped me out. I was living with her. And since, you know, I moved out, she doesn't really see me that often. I work 2 jobs. I do this show 3 days a week. I do the emo poetry as often as I can. Like, I try and spend time with Rain as much as I can. Like,
It's a lot of stuff to do all the time.
Yeah, my 24 hours are spread very thin throughout, you know.
And then you gotta sleep for a few hours.
Yeah, I try to, you know, as much as possible, because I love fucking. Gotta replenish the melanin or melatonin or whatever the
melatonin,
fuck.
Melatonin, yes.
Thank you. So, I'm going, and I see the roads blocked off. I'm like, all right, I'll go to the next block. I fucking go, and there's a huge line of cars. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm not done with my route yet. I'm fucking hot. I'm just not having a good time, you know? So I fucking turn up the road, and I see just a line of fucking retards.
Oh, cool.
Flathead High School homecoming, yeah. Like, that's cool. No, it's not. I'm not even going to lie. That's not cool. That's stupid. It's all sports-oriented.
Why does anyone care?
Who gives a fat flying fuck? I don't.
Seriously, even when
fucking, the 20 fucking cars in back of me didn't give a fuck. The 10 fucking 15 cars in front of me didn't give a fuck. Oh, why down Main Street? Go take the parade on 5th where the fucking school is. Stay the fuck off my road. Mm. Not only do I have to drive fucking 10 miles an hour because there's a fucking school zone and kids are too fucking retarded to look both ways when they fucking cross the road. Ugh. Now I have to fucking wait for a mile long fucking trail of goddamn idiots playing the same fucking band music over and over and over again. I can't have the fucking AC on in my truck, God forbid, because the fucking thing overheats. So I got the fucking windows open. I'm blaring fucking Keith and the Girl to try and drown out this godforsaken fucking noise. Pissed. Just fucking pissed. I'm like, oh, I want to just
You don't need to tell me you're pissed. I just watched you.
I'm sorry. Thejamhole.com/donate. If you like me being pissed, donate us money. You can actually see it. Is it worth seeing?
Yeah, I would have to say so. I mean,
not just because I'm giving you the nod, pointing the gun at your face. Say yes.
You probably shouldn't have told him that last part.
Oh, about the gun.
The what?
The
squirt gun.
Who? Right. Yeah. I will super soak you.
No, it's very uncomfortable sitting here doing the show all wet.
I'm sorry. So I'm trying to find a way to get over on the other side so I can get this fucking day over with and shit. And, like, it's not happening. We're just at a dead stop. Of course, the light's green, but there's fucking kids in the middle of the goddamn road. I don't give a shit, but I'm in the work truck, and I'm sure someone would be like, oh, da-da-da-da-da, hello, I'd like to report a complaint about your drive. Go fuck yourself! I swear to God, the next person that calls in and complains, I'm gonna fucking star 69 you, I'm gonna get your fucking phone number, I'm gonna fucking geolocate it, and I'm gonna come knocking on your fucking door, and I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face. Test me. I fucking dare you. I double dog dare you.
Well, don't worry about it, because it will happen.
I can't fucking wait. I'm counting the days till that fucking happens. I will put it in my fucking phone with an alarm that says, time to kick some motherfucking ass.
As long as you work at that place, you're never going to stop getting complaints.
Oh, God. It's because people don't mind their own fucking business. Because everybody wants to fucking tattle, but nobody wants to be confrontational about it. You know what? You don't like my driving? Say something to me, pussy. What's the matter? You afraid? You're not too... You're a fucking man that can pick up a phone and talk to one of the girls at the office and be all fucking bad and tough, but you can't say something to my fucking face? What's the matter, pussy? You're afraid I'll fucking jam you with the door and then kill you? I might. I might not. I'm not saying yes or no. But I swear to fuck if somebody was like, roll down your window... I'm gonna roll it out my window, and they're gonna fucking say some smart-ass fucking shit, and I'm gonna be like, huh? I can't hear you. Come closer. And they're gonna fucking come a little closer, and they're gonna say some smart-ass fucking shit. I'm gonna be like, huh? I can't hear you. Come closer. And they're gonna fucking lean their head in, and boom! In the face with the door. I'm not even... Test me, motherfucker. Test me. You will leave with one less fucking arm and probably no balls. So,
wow.
I never went to any of my school dances, anything like that. I was not into it.
No, I went to...
Granted, hold on, I wasn't the most popular kid because I was a fat kid and all that shit. And God forbid, you know, anyone can be a fucking human being to you because you're fat and you don't play sports. It's like, oh, who made the fucking right choice, mister? I'm overweight now, so is my wife, but it's cool because we have 4 fucking kids we can barely support. So fuck me in the end because I have to pay for you guys anyway. Huh, cool. So I never went to any of that shit. The one time I went to homecoming, my friend Bob took me, right? He's a senior, I'm a junior, whatever the fuck. We ate some LSD. We're fucking rolling around town. We didn't even know it was homecoming, right? We're just fucking hanging out. We like to drive through alleys and hit trash cans and shit while we're tripping balls. He's like, hey.
That's good for him.
It's homecoming. Let's go. I'm like, oh, Tim, let's do it. Holy shit. The door, we walked in the door, and it's like a sloped angle kind of going upwards, and it's all checkerboard like the tile was. So I'm having a hard fucking time just getting up this thing. Like, the checker things are moving. I'm playing checkers, double jumping. King me, motherfucker! King me! And he goes up there, and we round the fucking turn, and then walk up more, and there's a cop sitting there.
Oh, God.
And then the fucking principal, whoever the fuck it was, some douchebag, he was a prick. They're sitting there, and I'm like, no, man, is he really there? Because he looks like he's there.
It's the acid.
Holy shit. And Bob just keeps on walking like, yeah, dude, this is going to happen. I'm like, no. So we fucking go up there, and, like, I'm having a hard time just standing. Like, I'm putting my arm on things that aren't really there, and then I'm kind of stumbling because there's nothing really there, but it looks like there is because I'm tripping my fucking balls off. Bob's talking to the fucking cop and the principal and shit, and they look at us, and they're like, uh-uh. I don't know if they knew because our pupils were the size of fucking quarters.
Or your entire eyes were black.
Or we just weren't dressed up. Like, we went in looking like we normally looked. Mm-hmm. Back then, we were into the sleeveless shirt, or the shirtless sleeves. You ever seen those? They're just sleeves,
yeah.
No shirt. Striped purple and white, fucking Maryland shit. Bob had some weird fishnet thing going. Like, we were cool looking motherfuckers. We were a little goth back then. I don't know.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, you saw. There's pictures floating around somewhere of all of us when we went to the Marilyn Manson concert in Salt Lake City probably about 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know. But yeah, I had a dress on that said Marilyn's cunt and my makeup all done. Like, we were fucking pimping. So he's talking to him, and they're not letting us in. And I'm like, this is the one and only time I've ever almost lost my shit because of drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
The fuck. I'm like, I'm tugging on Bob's fucking sleeve like I'm a little fucking kid. Like, dude, we got to get out of here, like, right now.
Please take me home.
And I think I said it a little louder than I maybe should have because the cop fucking looked at me, and he didn't say anything. But he gave me that look, like...
I know. I know what you're doing.
And if I wasn't sitting here right now, carding all these little sluts and fucking douchebags, I'd come after you. But I can't, so you're lucky. So I'm like, yeah, Bob, we need to go, like, right now. And he's like, huh? He looked down at me, he's like, oh, yeah, fuck this place, let's go. Like, right out loud in front of the cops and shit. And then we left and... continued to drive around town and whatnot. So, yeah, that was my one and only ever high school dance experience. Did you ever go to any years?
I went to the very first one that ever had a chance to go to. And I don't know, it's just I didn't really like dancing at all. Like, I mean, I like dancing at, like, raves and stuff, but this was before that. And I don't know. I was always a loner in school. I didn't really make any friends with
really?
Anyone I went to school with.
Really?
Yes.
You
yes.
a loner?
Yes.
Get the fuck out.
Weird, right?
I
Who would have thought?
Wow.
So
not
it was
me.
Basically, yeah, it was basically just me sitting there listening to this god-awful music.
Just by yourself? Like, no date or anything?
Nothing.
Man, loser much.
I know.
Did no one just ask you? Or I guess you're the guy, right? You were a guy back then, or was that when you were a girl before your...
No, I was a guy.
Okay, after your sex change.
Right.
What year was your sex change?
Fuck, I don't
was
even
I
remember.
Was I not supposed to mention that? I couldn't remember if we ever talked about that on the show.
No, we haven't.
Well, would you
Thanks
care to
for
talk?
That.
Okay. We'll erase that out of the fucking
no,
thing.
You won't.
So that was just... That was a little special something for our live listeners, all fucking one of them. So, that was it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Huh.
I don't know.
Great. So, was it the best night of your life?
Negative.
No?
No, not good at all.
So, I don't know. I just want to say, fuck you, high school, and fuck you, whoever the fuck thought it was a good fucking idea to have a parade down the middle of the busiest fucking road we have during the middle of the busiest fucking time we have? Oh, so I totally forgot to mention this. What ended up happening was I'm fucking dipping and ducking, shucking and jiving through alleys now. And, you know, I'm in a good-sized truck. It's, what is it, a one-ton extended cab, extended pickup part. Like, it's a big fucking truck. I'm fucking dodging through alleys and shit. And I look in my rear view, and there's like 10, no shit, 10 fucking cars following me. Like, I know where the fuck I'm going.
Yeah.
So
they're like, follow this guy.
Yeah, he looks like he's fucking pissed and in a hurry.
He's going
somewhere. So the thing I was thinking of was, are you guys following me because I look like I know how to get the fuck out of this shit? Or are you guys trying to write down my license plate number? Because I was yelling some shit, granted. And it's okay because it wasn't to anybody... Sorry, I mentioned my balls. It wasn't to anybody that could have seen the side of the truck where it says, you know, this place and this phone number, call if you're a piece of shit, you know? So I was yelling at the line of fucking kids and all that shit. Just like,
I'm sure that...
Really? Right now, you fucks? God, I hate you all. Just die and all that shit. That tasted good.
So, yeah, I'm glad I get to smell that.
I know. I'll blow it your way, buddy. Thanks. Boy. Oh, all right. So.
That was also pretty awesome on our way.
So, Paulo says, a girlfriend, and you didn't have to take a cruise either, Matt. I know, right? Thank you so much. Appreciate that. What were you saying before I rudely interrupted you?
That on our way back here when all those kids were walking down the road from the field.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi. You're just like, fuck you.
I totally forgot about that. So, yeah, we're fucking That was so awesome. Holy shit, dude. Thank you for bringing that up. We're fucking in my car now, so it's on like Donkey Kong.
It's okay.
And I got cheat codes.
Anything
son.
Goes.
Oh, my fuck. So we're driving down, and at this point, I'm still pretty pissed. You know, we're
You got off work at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, dude, and we're way late for the show. We're not going to make it. We just got done eating and shit. And there's still, like, we drove through the part of town where my dad's old house was before he died. And, like, it's over on the west side, 11th Street, down in that area. And that's kind of by where the football field is. So there's, like, cars parked on both sides of the road. Yep. I'm in my car just not giving a fuck. Just hauling ass through. Just praying that somebody opens their door. And
right.
I'm just like, dude!
Because the side of the road is just lined.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, cool, you guys. You couldn't fucking park anywhere else but right in my fucking way. So, yeah, we're driving down fucking Airport Road right next to kind of by where the baseball fields are, if you guys are local. And there's like a
whole... You mean football?
Huh?
Football.
What did I say?
Baseball.
Oh, well, there's baseball fields down there.
Is
That's
there?
Rawson Field where Babe Ruth played. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Not Babe Ruth, but the Babe Ruth League. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, not pertinent to my story. So I'm still fucking pissed at this time at kids. All kids now. I don't give a fuck what high school you came to, where the fuck, what the fuck, who the fuck, or how the fuck. I don't give a shit. I'm pissed. I need to get home. I need to do this show before I do kill somebody. My therapy. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of people walking, old people, kids, all this shit. And they just seem like, just the way they were walking, that these are the stupid little cunty girls that are going to be like, oh, I'm 18 when they're fucking 15 and they're going to get some dude in fucking trouble. Just dumb cunts. If you,
of course.
If you've ever known a dumb cunt in your life, this is who it was.
It, lots of them.
And they're just like yelling at cars and shit, waving, just being little stupid fucking whores. So we fucking, and they're right in back of these two older people. Like,
and they got that fucking face paint, the orange and black,
painted
high school colors.
They got their coolers and chairs with them. Like, just whatever. I'm not into it.
Just
I give
go
a
home.
Fuck. Just go the fuck
do
home.
Do your fucking homework.
Or don't even go home. Just get the fuck out of my way. So we're fucking driving down the road, and they're yelling at people driving by, and our windows are down and shit. And what was it that they said? Do you recall specifically?
No, there was just a group of them, and they were just walking.
Hey,
they were just,
baby!
They were just waving at people, and then
they said something.
She was just like, hi!
Yeah,
like
and then
that.
So I slow down, and I hang my head out the window right as we go by the older people, and I'm like, fuck you! And my most, as loud as I fucking can.
It was very loud.
It was so fucking awesome, though. And, oh, man, you know those people were just like, how rude. And if I would have had a phone number on the side of my car, it would have been like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hi, I would like to report. Fuck you! Click. Holy shit. That's the second. See what I started? I bump it once, and now it's
and now
on
it's,
like Donkey
Now
Kong.
You're going to keep doing that.
I wish you'd just wake up and realize that I am the one. I'm Neo. This is the Matrix. I'm the one. That I will love you and your daughter till the day I die or I kill you. I am more man than any of those dumbasses you pick up in bars, even though you picked me up in a bar. But you suck. You suck, so you lose out. Choo-lose.
You fail.
I'm going to move on and find someone who loves me back. And you know what?
What?
You'll be filled with regret.
Of course. Because, I mean, it's Neo here.
I know.
It's you funny.
Know, the one only comes along once
right.
in a lifetime.
Hence, being called the one.
Right. And, I mean, you can fly. You're the one. What the fuck are you doing, bitch?
What the fuck are you doing
posting an anonymous
post on this website instead of actually telling them?
I'm going to find someone who loves me back, and you're going to be filled. Not with semen. No. Nay. Nay
AIDS.
To semen. With regret.
And AIDS.
And AIDS, probably. I'm the redhead in the cubicle next to yours. The one with the meanie cactus on her desk that you used to make fun of. I know you don't really see me at all, you know, because we're in cubicles. That you have bigger fish to fry, but I'm always listening for your beautiful laugh. You know, when she said bigger fish to fry, all I could think of was like her vagina.
Did
smelling.
You say frish?
Yes. Her vagina just smelling like fish and him being like, yeah, I'd fry that fish.
God, that's so fucking weird that they actually smell like
fish. Isn't that weird? What causes a vagina to smell like fish other than the obvious, maybe you fuck yourself with fish?
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Except
curious,
it doesn't always.
If you guys know, and you get to it soon, thegemhole.com/feedback. If you're listening to this not live, email us info@thegemhole.com. If you know why some vaginas smell like fish, I'm curious, George.
Or just when they haven't been washed in a couple of days.
Is that it, though? What is the fish smell from, though? Is that some?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
is it
only,
some sort of bacteria
I don't know.
Or?
Don't know.
Douche much? Not enough.
Yeah.
I'm eager to catch glimpses of you as you pass by, trying to show you how cool I am, how great I would be to hang out with. Like, you're walking by this guy. Like, what do you do to show a guy how cool you are and how great you are to hang out with? Like, anything,
if you're a girl?
Yeah, anything short of showing some titties.
I was just going to say that.
Or the vag. Maybe get a little mini fan and waft the scent of fish out of your vagina and into his nostrils.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yes, please.
Oh, I just thought of something.
To whom it may concern.
Oh, you know how they have, like, breath mints or that spray for your mouth?
Oh!
We gotta
mint-scented douche.
Or not even douche. Just, like, you know, when you're about to go on a hot date.
Oh, because sometimes you don't have time to douche.
Or take a shower or whatever.
Right,
like
Banaka. A little spritz in the vag.
You don't have time to brush your teeth? Mint.
Copyright, thejamhole.com. Oh, eight, nogo. That is a fantastic.
What would we call that?
That is our idea. I don't know, but, oh, man.
Yeah.
Pussy, pretty puss. I don't know.
Puss,
we'd have to think of it. something with like spray, snatch spray.
Spray a snatch.
For when you're feeling not so fresh. All right, so this dumb redhead trying to show this guy how much she is fun. So why do you only pay attention to those preppy girls who smoke in the back and nitpick and bitch about management? Because they're sexy and you're not? I don't know. Why don't you notice that I exist? Why can't I just ask you out like a normal girl would? I'm sick of hiding and hoping for a change. I'm so sick of it. This is the last straw. You know what? If you don't look at me tomorrow, I'm going to this site and I'm anonymously confessing my love for you. Like, yeah, that'll do it. I'm not interested, maybe because you talk to me on group hug instead of face to face.
Right.
Maybe I don't date girls because you take up the whole cubicle. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because when you have to walk down a hallway, you have to walk down sideways.
Right, like when you walk down the aisle, you need to be side by side, not, you know, single file. Oh, once I drove to the beach in the middle of the winter. Wow. It was beautiful and empty, and I enjoyed it. The only problem is I really had to pee. But it was the winter, so every business in the town was closed. The public bathrooms were closed for the off-season. So I popped a squat right on the concrete in front of the door to the locked bathroom. I accidentally scraped my bare ass against the wall and had a scab there for a few days.
Oh.
Hey, honey, how did you get a shut up? Yeah, it's really embarrassing, and I would never admit it to anyone in person, but I'll, you know, say it on here because I'm protected. But I really would have pissed my pants if I hadn't done it. Let's see here. I can smell, hold on, I can smell sounds, and it makes my brain hurt. Help me.
That's weird.
What does a sound smell like?
Give me a couple hits of acid, I'll tell you.
Yeah? If it was a fart, like, I could smell, like, I could smell that sound, I guess. But that's, there's a scent that goes along with it.
Right, like when you smell something and you can taste it.
Right, that's taste, though. That's not smelling what you hear. Right. That's weird.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, do you think, though, physically, is it possible for sound vibrations to resonate like something in your nose to where you can, like, I don't
know how that would work.
Is there information encoded in the sound vibration that makes you able to smell it? Like, where do we smell? That's just chemical compositions in the air, essentially. In essence is what I was trying to say. Essentially. So, I don't know. Doesn't it, in the end, it all breaks down to vibrations anyways, right? To put it in a hippie speak.
Well, it's just sound waves.
Yeah.
Is all it is.
I don't know. That's weird. I masturbated to, what do you think? Blank porn.
Gay.
Boom! Congratulations. Tell them what you want.
When was the last time you did that?
What time is it? Oh... I wanted to make you cry.
Wait, is this a different one?
Yes.
Okay.
This is one, like one whole thing. I wanted to make you cry, .. I wanted to blank you. Fill in the blank.
Fuck.
Starts with a D. Destroy you!
Dump?
Destroy.
Oh.
I wanted to make you cry... I wanted to destroy you. What do you think happened?
Got cheated on.
Probably. On Craigslist.
Yep.
With his brother.
Or his best friend.
I chew the skin off the inside of my mouth.
Really? I do that too.
Really? I cut my mouth today on something.
It's a really bad habit.
The embarrassing thing about it is, I think it was a Skittle.
How'd that work?
And then when we were at Anna's, you know, when I was like, fuck, my mouth hurts. It was that, but because when I cooked those cheesesteaks, I put fucking the Cajun seasoning in it. Oh my fuck. That, like, my mouth was literally just screaming like a little girl. But you know what? It felt so good. Mm. I'm bisexual, but I could never tell my parents. Did you hear that, Mom? Okay. Not for the reason you may think, though. No. The truth is, they totally called it when I was a young girl, and I don't want to give them the satisfaction of knowing they were right all along. Wow. They were like, you're going to grow up to be a dyke. No, I'm not. Oh, fuck.
That'd be weird that your parents would do that.
Yeah, no shit.
It's kind of fucked up.
Like, are they making fun of you? Like, nah, 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 nah. Yeah, hey, you want a scissor?
Or is it, or it, maybe it's not that. It's probably either that or that they just kind of see it in her, but because she is.
Because she dresses like a dude?
Oh, no, I don't know. Whatever. For any reason, really. Right. But I'm just saying they can see it, but she won't admit it.
Right.
And so she really doesn't want to now.
And now she's definitely not going to admit it because mm-hmm. they called it out. Like, yeah. You should have just been like, hey, maybe. I don't know. Why? You interested? Perp. All right, couple more here and we'll do some news. We're moving pretty fast. It's only been a couple weeks! Exclamation point! Woo! It's only been a couple weeks! You! You! I'm a little worried that I'm falling for the idea of you instead of really you. Isn't that all we are, though? We're just ideas.
I think so.
I'm an idea. I have a good idea.
I'm an idealist.
I'm idea-less. No. I've been called that before.
Yeah, as an insult, which is even more funny.
Right? And you know what? Like, out of all the things you could have called me out on, like, you were a junkie, you're a piece of shit, you're 10 years older than her, you're an idealist. Wait, really?
Like, thank you?
And you're a stupid whore that hates her life and cheats on her boyfriend and has a desk job, so she's getting a little fat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we notice, fatty.
It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I am very intelligent and I think about things.
The funny thing is, she has that upturned nose that's kind of piggish.
Yeah.
So when she gets fat, her face rounds out and she looks like a fucking pig. And it's so awesome.
Just be like, hey. Oink, oink.
Oh! And she works for such a bullshit place, like a chiropractor. You're not even a real doctor,
Mr. This is like a receptionist?
Mr. McKiernan, you're not a real doctor. Chiropractors, they're snake oil salesmen, dude. All you do is pop backs and tell people, okay, I'll see you in a couple weeks. Like,
thanks for giving me $200.
Yeah! You're not fixing anything, but the sad thing is, people fall for it. Mm-hmm. And, fucking
well,
retards.
No, the thing is about it is, it doesn't fix anything, but it feels good for, like, an hour
not
or so
even
afterwards.
That, dude. Not
have
even
you ever
that.
Had it?
Yes.
Really?
I went there.
Oh, because, I haven't gone to that one, but I've had it done before, and, I mean, it feels good, but it just,
I don't know.
It's gone.
I can't see it.
It's like getting a massage. It feels great when you're getting it, but a couple hours later, it's just the same.
Exactly. It's like fucking shooting heroin. It feels great, but a couple hours later, you need more. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck?
Luckily, it's hard to get addicted to massages.
Well, it depends what kind of massage, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's different. I mean, happy endings, I can't say. No,
so I'm falling for the idea of you instead of really you. If you'd stop trying to impress me with your expensive stuff, ooh, little dick syndrome much, that would be the biggest turn on of all. Don't you get that? Apparently not. Guys don't ever get that. They're so into materialistic mm-hmm. bullshit. Here, I'm going to get a little idealist for a minute. Guys surround themselves with just petty shit. And it all goes back to that one saying, whoever dies with the most toys wins. I used to think that was the dumbest thing when I was like 12 years old. I know better than that shit. But we're in that kind of society where it's like you have to have stuff. Your life will not be complete until you have stuff. And then once you have stuff, you know what? You need more stuff. And once you have more stuff, now you need a place to put all your stuff. And then you know what happens? You die. And you know what happens after that? everybody in your life that you've ever loved or anybody in your family, now they have to deal with all your shit. And that is not fun. It's objects. You're surrounding yourself with crap because you're trying to fill a hole that you're not intelligent enough to fill with a coherent fucking thought.
Well, not only
or your dick's small.
Not only that, though, but just the way, you know, society is for us. Like, people just think they need to have that stuff to, you know, get girls or be cool or just feel good about themselves.
But you know what? They do that because 9 times out of 10, it works.
Well,
and
yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, because that's how society is, because everyone thinks that
but
way.
But the good thing about that is, I don't want that kind of girl. If you're going to be attracted to me because I have stuff, you can go fuck yourself and I'll go fuck my mind on the internet or something.
Well, like, which is nice because, you know, that's, you don't have lots of stuff like these idiots.
Exactly.
Do.
And everything I do have has a legitimate purpose in my life. I have all this shit because I do an internet radio show and I need this shit to be able to put my bullshit idealistic thoughts into this microphone, into vibrations that fucking translate into ones and zeros into the computer and back out into your fucking ears. And that's how it is. But these guys, they're like, oh, I need a Beamer and I need a stereo and then I'll get chicks. And I got a little secret for you guys. If that's what gets chicks, those aren't the kind of chicks you want. Or maybe they are. Maybe those are the kind of chicks you personally want to be with.
What?
Not me. But not this guy right here.
It's not even so much stuff. It's money. Because the more stuff you have, the more expensive stuff you have is, the more money you have. And girls like that.
Why, though? When did that ever start happening?
Security.
Was it back in the caveman days?
No, it's all about...
It's
because you need money to survive in
world. Well, survival is one thing. Buying all of this shit is a totally different animal.
Uh-huh. And women that find guys with lots of money love to be with them because it means they don't have to work. They can spend all their money and they can get stuff.
And then, right, that's what I was going to say. Then the guy, in turn, buys her stuff. Mm-hmm. And now, not only do you have all of your stuff to deal with, but you have her stuff.
And then you need another new house.
Right.
For
and
all
then,
your stuff.
And then you're going to have kids. And guess what? Because you were raised and you're in that mindset that you need stuff, you're going to raise your kids the same fucking way. And then we're going to have more retards running around trying to fuck everybody out of all their stuff so it can be their stuff. Wow. Amazing what people are. Mm-hmm. Fucking amazing. Don't you get that? Girls don't want to actually hear you talk about your BMW that daddy bought or the huge house you live in with your parents. Oh, in parentheses, douche. 2 points, douche. It just makes us a little sketchy about whether or not there's a long-term place for you with us. So have confidence in yourself and nothing else because you can't take it with you. Wow. She almost makes sense except for the part where it's only been a couple weeks and you're falling for the idea of you. The idea being that you have a Beamer and a huge house, parenthesis, with your parents, parenthesis.
Fantasizing.
Hypocrite. She's like, I'm falling for the idea of you, which is the idea that he has all this shit. But then at the end, she's like, you can't take it with you, so what the fuck? Wow, you guys are made for each other. Have lots of fucking kids and then put them in schools that have big faggot fucking parades right in my fucking way. All right, last one here. I was in AP English and only read the Cliff Notes. Wow. I got an A, but didn't pass the AP exam. No shit. I still got some credit for it in college, though, and I was thought to be the good one in class. Smiley face X.
Well, congratulations on your hour rant.
What? Who said that?
You. I
Holy
said that.
Holy shit, Paulo. What the fuck is he doing in chat?
He's ranting X.
All right, you ready to do some news here? We'll each do one story, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
How long are we?
Hour.
About six
Ten
inches.
Minutes.
Oh! Oh, yeah. All right, ready? in your... Hold on. Booyah!
You know, I did just let you have that one.
High five.
Bro! Because... I don't know if you noticed, but the last four times we've Rochambeau'd, pulled paper.
I don't know if you noticed.
And I pulled scissors.
I don't know if you noticed. Go fuck yourself.
You first.
All right. Let me pick a story here.
Have you even looked at them?
No. I was busy trying to get the jamhole.com/feedback to work at that address with the redirect and adding it to the whole thejamhole.com website. So I asked you to pick me out like three or four stories. I haven't even looked at the headlines yet. So, oh, goodness gracious me, oh my. All right, this one is called... Father revealed his lingerie to train drivers. Were they running a train on his ass? Is the question I have.
I would guess so.
A married father of three. This one comes out of the UK, by the way. Score one for the Brits. A married father of three wore a curly blonde wig and revealed skimpy lingerie to passing train drivers at the side of the tracks, a court was told. Martin Lamb, 40, was on trial for sexual exposure after it was alleged, not saying he did not, but he might have alleged he had intentionally exposed his genitalia.
Genitalia.
Oh man, my voice is going. He was, however, cleared of the charge at York Magistrates Court and instead cautioned for outraging public decency. They're like, hey, suidado, S.A. suidado. Suidado, piso mojado.
What?
Caution, wet floor. I don't know. I saw it on a sign somewhere.
Gotcha.
The self-employed, of course he is. The self-employed pest controller wore the headpiece complete with basques.
What?
B-A-S-Q-U-E-S. Basques, thongs, high heels, stockings, and suspenders at least 50 times while, quote, changing clothes.
Wow.
Near a busy train line over a 6-month period last year. The court heard how he enjoyed dressing in women's clothes since childhood and saw it as a release from family stress, even admitting to wearing them underneath his work clothes during the day. Hmm. And that kind of goes back to the whole, in Britain...
It makes me feel sexy.
No, well, yeah, right? I learned it from watching you. Or my, I learned it from watching you. No, I don't know. But this goes back to, holy shit, man. My voice is fucked.
You've only been screaming for an hour.
Yeah, that's true. This goes back to that whole thing, Keith, KeithandTheGirl.com. He was talking about how all British comics, the only thing they have to do, I don't know if it's the people or how they were raised, but the only thing they really have to do to get a laugh is be a guy and go out on stage wearing women's clothes.
I like, believe there is one.
Well, there's all of them do that.
But there's one that's actually funny.
This guy?
No.
Oh, who?
Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard is British?
Does
he wear women's clothes? I don't know enough about him.
He's gay.
Is he? Wow, I like the show The Riches.
Oh, he's way... Oh. He's a stand-up comic first.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that. But no,
he's either... Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's British.
It's like they... I don't know. Keith described it much better than I... And because they're going to London pretty soon, keithandthegirl.com/events, thejamhole.com/donate, if you'd care to help us go to London for a few
days. Why are they
days.
Going there?
For a live show. They've never gone there. They have a pretty decent...
Like what we're going to do, but everywhere.
Right, but in London. Yeah. But, no, it just... It started out with this comic that's British that did the MTV VMAs or whatever the fuck. And just awful, awful material. And, like, they're just talking about how in Britain, like, all of the comedians, like, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They just dress up like girls. And they're like, pip, pip, I'm a guy, but I'm dressed up like a girl. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Oh, so I walked into a bar and I went to the bathroom and I was dressed like a chick, but I'm a dude and I didn't know which bathroom to use. Clap, clap, pip, pip. Like, just stupid shit like that.
Wow.
And granted, I enjoyed Monty Python a little bit. Like, their movies were pretty funny.
Yeah, I never really watched the show.
But the people that are like, oh my God, this is the most brilliant, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, no, you're an idiot and that's why it's funny to you. I don't know.
There's some funny British comedies.
Oh, Little Britain. That show is amazingly funny. And, excuse my fuck, granted, they do some skits like that, but
the IT crowd?
What?
The IT crowd?
That's funny.
Totally. Lab Rats, I believe, as well.
Yeah, that's funny. But I'm saying the stand-up comedians, yeah. Monty Python, Kids in the Hall did it a lot, but
They're Canadian, though.
It was more than just, look at me, I'm a dude in chick's clothing. Like, there was funny jokes in it, not just right. The joke being, I have a penis, but I'm wearing a thong. Pip, pip. So, I don't know. It's just stupid. Self-employed, blah, blah, blah. The court heard how he enjoyed dressing in women's clothes since childhood and saw it as a release from family stress. I just read that. Cool.
Yes, you did.
Freight train. Well, thanks for helping a nigga out, son.
Well, it was already too late.
Right.
Is there a big fucking beetle on the curtain?
Oh, it's a stink bug. Cool. God. Freight train driver Roy, he was told the court he was frequently distracted as he slowed to 5 miles an hour approaching the Hambleton Junction near Selby, North Yorkshire. When asked by defense barrister Neil Coote to confirm if he had seen Lamb sexually expose himself, Mr. Hughes replied, pip, pip. Quote, if a man wears women's clothes, something skimpy, you're going to see something, even if he has not done it intentionally. You need to tuck it, or tape it, or both. I like to...
Or go get that fixed.
Just snip the tip.
Snip, snip.
Just the tip. But what I like to do is just make like a hot dog. You know, I'll take my buns, and I'll just put it in the middle of my buns, slap a couple pieces of tape on there, and boom. Kaboom.
No.
Done. Done and no. Done. No.
No. No. I would... be hard on my balls.
Well, yeah. My balls are big, though, so I can just kind of set them wherever. I just put them in my pocket. Save it for later.
I have big balls, but my sack isn't long. Like, how low do they hang?
See,
Jesus.
I do sack stretching exercises every morning. I get up, I do 50 push-ups, I do 70 sit-ups, and then I do 20 sack pulls.
Cock push-ups?
I like to call them crunchers. No, I don't know. When asked, blah, 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 to confirm if he's seen him expose himself, he said that. It didn't bother me at all. I thought it was more funny than anything else. Wow.
Of course, you're British.
Case in point. Let's see here. In a police interview read to the court, Lamb said, quote, I wanted people to see me dressed like that. I think I wanted to be caught. I've done it before since I was a child. I cross-dress. Welcome to the club, bro.
Did you really have to show him your dick and balls, too?
Right? That's a little
more... I mean, cross-dress, go for it, but keep your dick in there.
He needed the attention.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, daddy used to like poking his little butthole when he was a kid. Now maybe his dad's dead. He doesn't... How do you fill that void if you know what I'm... fucking mean, you know what I mean.
I got it.
You have to cross-dress and right. hope some poor drunk
you gotta
schmuck,
have a kid and fill his void.
Ah, that's fuck yeah, son, that's what I'm talking about. Let's see, quote, during my rounds at work I would find a quiet spot to change. I find it a release from my pressures. Under pressure.
Yeah, you know what else works for that?
Masturbation.
Yep.
Hell. Or
sex.
Yeah, that's
about it. Fuck your goddamn wife.
Smoke
like a
some
normal
fucking
person.
Weed for Christ's sake. You
something.
Know? Jesus fuck. I did just to unwind during the day. It's like, man, I had a tough day at work. I'm gonna go home, crack a beer, and watch some TV. This guy's like, oh, I had a rough fucking day at work. Think I'm gonna go home and put on a thong. Pip, pip.
Go show my dick to train drivers.
Yeah, right? Like, poochoo.
How did he come up with that idea?
I have no... British
train
comedy?
No, but
British
like,
comedy?
But to trains, like...
I don't know.
Full things to even show it to?
Right?
Like, why
maybe
did you choose that?
Is there something sexual about a train? Because
I mean,
it's long
and you just
hard.
Imagine
and
yourself, you know, on your knees in front of it, just driving in there.
Oh!
Okay, stop.
Yes!
Stop grabbing your
yes!
dick. Don't grab your dick
yes!
when you do
oh,
that.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! Woo! And I'm spent.
Yeah, I think you just came.
Oh, I just almost crapped my pants
you shit
again.
Yourself again.
Almost. All right, some people, oh, here we go. Just like what I said, some people take drugs, some people have a drink after work. It's just a release for me. It's escapism. I've never really thought of it sexually. Mr. Lamb of Hamilton added, quote, my wife doesn't know, she does now, I bought the lingerie from an Ann Summers shop a while ago. I want to say I'm sorry. It isn't acceptable behavior. No fucking shit. And you know what? The only reason he's apologizing is because he got caught. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I've been thinking about this, and it really isn't a good idea or a stable environment to raise children. Like, really?
Well, yeah, it's just like anything else.
Hey, you know what, though? Please have some more fucking kids.
Yes,
please.
I'm sure they'll grow up and
please.
Do that as well.
Pretty fucking please, you fucking piece of shit. Anyone seeing this on a train would probably be horrified and a bit shocked. Finding him not guilty, JP Helen McBride said there was, quote, not sufficient evidence that he intentionally exposed himself. Like, oops, sorry, the thong doesn't exactly cover up my dick.
Yeah.
Like, wow. How that is so intentional. And you know what?
Well, I don't know,
by,
though.
Hold on. By letting him go and finding him not guilty, now you're going to open this up for a whole bunch of more shit like this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be like, hey, I didn't do it on purpose. Oh, well, in that case, pip, pip, it was kind of funny. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, if he's wearing like a woman's thong, they're not that big on the front.
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't even fit, like, one testicle in that thing.
Right? So, like, I mean, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. So, what do you got for us? Take us home.
Okay. This one is called Brother Says He Was Stabbed Over Hot Pocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of hot pocket, huh? Huh? You know? No? Okay.
The one you eat.
Oh.
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets. You know what I hate, dude? Going into offices and shit, and just the smell of a hot pocket.
They make me want to throw up.
Oh, my fuck, dude. I go in there, and it, like, hits me in the face. It's like, hot pocket, douche. And, oh, I hate it.
It's like that. Really? Are you fucking... Oh, my God. It's like the official white trash food.
Yeah, totally. Ramen. And Hot Pockets.
Oh,
and they're
like,
so
ramen's good.
Well, ramen is tolerable. Like,
I mean,
hot
and it's
pockets,
like 10 cents.
That cheese sauce, it is just the most disgusting
thing.
It's
just filled with grease.
And it's always people that are all about, like, being health conscious and shit. And they eat the worst shit in the world. And they get on me because I don't eat fruits or vegetables ever at all. Not since I was, like, a child. And they're like, oh, that's going to give you problems when you're older. You're going to get sick. As they're fucking stuffing Hot Pockets and fries and just nasty, disgusting dick in their mouth. And it's like, you know what? I'm in better shape than most of this fucking valley. Granted, if I didn't have a job that I was carrying 100 pounds with me every day, all day long, I wouldn't be. But, you know, I can eat whatever the fuck I want, basically. I mean, I eat Anna's and I eat at Sykes, and that's it. So
yeah, but you aren't eating like tons of junk food.
I eat my fair share of ice cream and candy, too, yeah, but I'm not just sitting at an office all day. Right. Like, these people, like I've said it before, the most they fucking walk is from their desk to the bathroom to the fucking snack machine to go smoke and then back to their desk. Like, well, yeah, that's all they do.
The problem is, you know, they eat all that shit, but then they don't go do anything to burn it off. No. They just sit there, and then turns into fat.
And then they get off work, they go to McDonald's, couple Happy Meals for the kids, fucking a triple, quadruple, quarter pounder with heart attack, mm-hmm. and a Diet Coke.
And they don't even...
Because I'm trying to watch my weight. I'll just have a Diet Coke. Oh, but hey, can you supersize that for me? You fat fucks!
And they don't even get out of the car to go get it.
No!
They don't have to. Drive through.
I'm going
to
drive through here and get my fucking fat fuck mouth food. I'm going to drive through here and get my fucking cigarettes. And I'm going to drive through here, pick up my fucking kids. I'm going to drive through here and pick up my fucking prescription drugs. And then I'm going to go home. And you know what I'm going to do when I get home? I'm going to sit on the fucking couch and watch TV. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to bed. And then you know what? I'm going to wake up the next morning and I'm going to do it all over again. And that is my life. But I'm happy. You know why? Because I have all this cool shit. Amazing. I am so ashamed to be called a human being with you motherfuckers.
I can't lost track of how many times we've even said that.
You disgust me. Be a fucking human. These people are nothing less than glorified fucking cattle. That's all you are. You're sheep. You're cattle. You sit there and you fucking graze all day. And then you go off to the fucking butcher shop and then you die. But you're like, hey, I believe in God, so I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. You're gonna fucking die, and that's it. Enjoy it. I hope your stuff was worth it.
Can I read my story?
Yes,
now?
Please. I'm sorry for yelling.
A 20-year-old man told police he was stabbed by his younger brother Sunday night after a fight broke out over a Hot Pocket.
Was it the last Hot Pocket? Sorry.
I've read one sentence.
I am just curious, George.
St. Joseph County police were called to an apartment in, doesn't matter, just nice. After 7 p.m. Sunday, where they found a man bleeding from a cut on his side. Although the man was initially uncooperative with police, he admitted that he got into a fight with his 18-year-old brother over the microwave sandwich.
It's not really a sandwich.
No, it's more like... It's
disgusting.
Yeah, it's like the American version of Stromboli.
Kinda, yeah, but nasty.
Well, that's why I put frozen. American version.
And just even the shit that they put in it.
Well,
like,
no, but...
Those meatballs, have you ever seen, like, the meatball ones?
Mm-mm.
They look like little fucking rabbit turds, and they taste about the same.
Yeah.
I've eaten some rabbit turds in my time, and I would rather have that than a Hot Pocket.
But when I say it's like the American version of that, that means it's bad.
It's full of fat and it's lazy.
Well, just like, no, didn't mean it just sucks because it's American.
I know. Right.
Like American cheese. It's like fake cheese. Yeah. It's not even real cheese.
What's
like,
up with that?
Why is everything that's American just
fake?
Yeah.
Including the people?
And terrible for you?
Yeah. What the? Oh my God.
Weird. Subliminal messages.
And I'm proud to be an American because
somehow,
I'm a lazy fat piece of shit.
Somehow people still are able to get away with calling this the greatest country.
Oh, yeah. And if you say anything otherwise, oh, watch the fuck out. But the only thing they do to support anything is put a cool fucking yellow ribbon on their fucking vehicle. Mm-hmm. Way to go, guys.
It's like, yeah, why don't you catch up with the times? Because, you know, this hasn't been the greatest country for like 50 years.
Not since I was born.
Yeah, it's been a long time. The victim told police the two began fighting over who got to eat the Hot Pocket, pushing and grappling with each other into a hallway. He said his younger brother then grabbed a steak knife off the kitchen counter and stabbed at his brother, cutting him on his side.
Fuck yeah. And you know what? The weird thing is, you open a box of Hot Pockets, there's two in there. You fat fuck.
Probably was the last one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God. And it, your brother, dude, what is that?
It's a shitty family. What do
you expect? You're going to stab your brother, your own flesh and blood all over the floor now, over a Hot Pocket? Oh my God. I'm proud to be an American because I'll kill you if you touch my hot pocket.
Police said the victim was able to wrestle the knife away from his brother, who then left on foot. Officers searched the area with a police dog, but weren't able to locate him.
That's
surprising.
The man was
transported
to
the hospital with minor injuries.
I bet he didn't get very far after eating Hot Pockets. I would have tried to run and then just threw up all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
So is that for that story?
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for episode 88 of This Motherfucker?
I believe so.
All right. Oh, No Sugar, Paulo says, no sugar, or, oh my God. Sorry, I'm still trying to get the form out of the feedback system. Paulo says, no sugar, or they are eating a ton slab of chocolate cake and use sweet and low in the coffee. Talking about fat people and shit. Yes. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. As per usual, if you ever want to talk to us, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shizzle for rizzle my nizzles. For real. You subscribe with iTunes. Leave us a review. Give us a rating. The more reviews and shit and the more people that subscribe to iTunes, the higher up on the thing we go. The more people will find us. The more people will laugh and give us donations. And we will just have a good time. The next live show will be Monday, definitely 7 p.m. TheJamHole.com/chat for the chat room. We have MySpace.com/TheJamHolePodcast. We have Twitter.com/TheJamHole. Everything is on TheJamHole.com. Just look around there. The other stuff that has our MySpace, Facebook, StumbleUpon, Twitter, YouTube. Everything. We're everywhere. All the time. Always. TheJamHole.com/donate. Toss us $5. We'll send you stickers. Keep an eye out for another couple emo poetry episodes on our YouTube account. Keep an eye out for t-shirts, other stickers. I'm going to get some Way High Patrol stickers. If you live in a state that I haven't made a Way High Patrol sticker for, email me info@thejamhole.com. I will make one just for you. That's how I roll. You got anything else?
Nope.
We will see you guys Monday, live show, 7 p.m. Montana time. Bye-bye.
Later.
The whole world's a sweatshop, a fascist regime with billions of parts working as a massive machine. The goal, keep the masses passive with dreams of cash, limousines, and other fabulous things. But we gotta wake up and notice it's a load of shit. It's all about ownership of your soul and who's controlling it. Not about the gold you get, not about the clothes you're in. It's not about oil, but we're killing each other over it. Like a Doberman chomping on a cat. It's a new world order and they're bombing on Iraq. And it's so fucking heartless. The whole country's starved and yet they've been targeted as a threat regardless. This all started in days prior to ours. They arrived from the stars and survived in the dark. Now it's time for the hearts of men to march against it and realize that the cycle starts and ends with us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us. Friends, it could never just be us or just be them. Sometimes I think it just depends, it's just pretend. You can never trust the trends, don't rub your eyes. I'd rather you adjust the lens, look up to them. Tell me who the fuck are they? When did they ever give a damn about what you say, for what you stand? That's why you gotta trust me, man. Trust the Bush, that's like saying trust the Sedan. But for real, I mean you gotta love the fam. Ask his dad, the ex-pres, how many drugs he ran. So trust us, the shit's about to flood the land. Cause government hands can no longer plug the dam. So fuck the news, fuck the critics, fuck their views. And if you sit and let it happen, then fuck you too. It's up to you. I can't tell you what to do, but touch the truth. And don't just judge the few, but judge us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all of the ways they conned us, but we could change it today. It's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us. But it's all on us. But it's all on us.
What it's all on us, 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 was insane, all of the ways they conned us. But we could change it today, it's just all on us. We're the ones that paid for the bombs. We built the planes that they're on. It's insane all the ways we've been conned into killing millions of innocent people, but it's all on us.
You're with us, or you're with the terrorists.